has a waived parole hearing for Richard Weaver, ABC number 69749. Mr. Weaver, is being heard today for a 412A, home arrest or absolute discharge, for which he became eligible on May 17th, 2013. This is one of the cases that was missed due to a corrections deems error, and if the board should vote for parole today, it would be our decision whether to make that parole retroactive to that date. The board members conducting this hearing today are the Honorable Lee Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. A brief summary of the case. Mr. Weaver is 67 years old, serving 25 years to life for the crime of murder in the first degree. This occurred on February 17, 1988, when he was 37 years old. He was convicted by jury trial on September 9, 1988, and sentenced on September 30, 1988. He does have a criminal history dating back to 1985 for trespassing, property damage, and shoplifting. His discipline history in prison has been moderate, although he has not had a discipline since June 6th of 2006 for assault with a weapon, and that was a major. All in all, in his entire 25-plus years in prison, he's only had five majors. This is his fifth hearing before this board. He has completed some programming. He's completed cultural diversity three times, conflict resolution, thinking for a change, domestic violence class, and also a two substance abuse education classes. I do want to read for the record a note from the Institutional Progress Report concerning Mr. Weaver, and here it is verbatim. Weaver, 069749, is 67 years of age and has been incarcerated for 30 years, parenthesis, since 2/17/1988, and is serving a life sentence. During that time, he has been housed exclusively at mental health facilities. He has no disciplinary since August 15, 2006, and continues treatment programs successfully. He will require exceptional assistance to effectively transition to a non-incarceration environment should the board approve parole release. It should be noted that we do have a letter of opposition from the Maricopa County, from the Yuma County Attorney dated May 14th, 2018, and that letter opposes release on any basis for Mr. Weaver. The crime involved a stabbing. Mr. Weaver stabbed the victim, who was age 90. While she was lying in bed, he stabbed her in the throat. And that was the crime that resulted in his conviction. Given all of the details, we have no letters of support, no victim letters, no one in the room today to support or victim support. Given all of the circumstances, including Mr. Weaver's age, the statement that I read verbatim, and the nature of the crime, and the length of his incarceration, I am not seeing him as a good candidate for parole, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Mm-hmm. And I hear no input, so I'm going to make a motion then that we deny 412A, 411, or home arrest for Mr. Richard Weaver.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. The crime was committed in 1988, so I am going to recommend a one-year set-off without any opposition from board members, and I don't hear any. And the reasons for the denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury. Can't really, needs closer supervision. Poor no release plan, no family or community support system, and I would add any other suggestions by board members. So hearing no other suggestions, the 412-8411 and hunger ask for Mr. Richard Weaver, ABC 069749, has been denied, and his hearing is concluded.